first thought about the three. Takes it inside. Puts up the runner. Off the window. It hangs. Which one out? But Tippett is there. Akeel Mitchell tapped it for the Cavaliers, who lead by four. It's the largest lead of the second half.
All right. You're back to who's talking here. Franco, Hobbo, and Chris Sill in studio with you. What a joyous weekend it was in Greensboro. The Wahoos came through, beat three excellent teams. Let me tell you something. Florida State could beat a lot of teams in the United States. Pittsburgh is going to prove how good they are in the NCAAs. And Duke is going to put a hurting on a lot of teams in the NCAAs. But you know what? I think the Cavaliers are going to find a way to get to the Final Four. This team is too good, too well coached. They do almost everything right. They play good team defense, sometimes bordering on insanely good defense. They take good shots. They drive to the basket and draw fouls. They get these teams in foul trouble, and then the other teams wilt.
No, you're right, and I think the way Tony Bennett, and we'll come back to this, I think we got the women's tennis coach on right now, but Tony Bennett, his style of play is geared toward NCAA play because we play possession by possession, great defense and all that, but we'll come back to a little discussion of the NCAA tournament after we talk tennis.
All right, we've got none other than UVA women's head tennis coach Mark Gelbo on the line. Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Very excited to have you on the show. I know this is probably a strange time with it snowing outside and all that, but tennis goes on, doesn't it?
It goes on. I'm getting ready for some good outdoor tennis this weekend, believe it or not, in between shoveling the snow.
Well, I do think the weather's supposed to be better by the weekend. That's the good news.
Yeah, it is. It's we actually love any time we can get out there, so we definitely appreciate when we can get some good weather and get out there.
Well, we wanted to bring you on because you're one of the few head coaches we'd not had on, and this being your ninth year at UVA, I think you've done some impressive things, particularly in the last 5 years, with five NCAA appearances, and three of those were to the Sweet 16s. So in recent days, you have beaten Michigan. You had a tough loss at Georgia. But earlier this year, you beat number one Duke. So the Cavs are now, I think, what are you, like six in the nation right now?
Right now, we're ranked five. We've gotten up to three.
Yes.
And, you know, those rankings are just like any other sport. They're constantly changing and adjusting. So you try not to put too much on it, but it definitely is a good sign. Some of the top wins, and certainly when you can beat Duke anytime as a UVA program, you want to do that, and at that point they were one in the country, so that was an extra special moment for the team for sure.
So there's some similarity there between the Cavalier women's tennis team and the Wahoo basketball team. So all right, so how did a man that went to Southwest Louisiana end up in Charlottesville?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, I would like to say congratulations to Tony Bennett, his staff, and the men's basketball team. I know that you guys have been talking a ton about it and should be, and it's just amazing what they have done, and very inspiring, and it's something that we can all learn and hopefully follow from. But Southwestern Louisiana is where I grew up, and I went from there to the University of Georgia and got a master's degree and coached there, and was fortunate to be a part of a program that won a national championship at Georgia. And it led to just a lot of possibilities. Then from there to Kentucky, and from Kentucky to Charlottesville. So kind of gradually moving a little bit north, and fortunately sticking with some really good tennis and some great conferences and just really good athletic programs overall.
Coach, no need to move any farther north. I think you've gone as far north as you need to.
You and Brian Boland stay right where you are.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I think that north has moved south, so we don't need to go any higher, that's for sure.
And what, you know, the interesting thing is the success that men and women have had at Virginia in the tennis programs. What's the secret?
Well, number one, when you arrive in Charlottesville as a tennis person or a tennis coach, you realize there's a very, very strong tennis community here outside of UVA, on top of UVA. The city itself is just really strongly invested in tennis, and there's a lot of, whether it's USTA play, you know, the Boar's Head Club, Farmington, a bunch of public clubs, and just great teaching, great support, great interest in the sport of tennis. So that's number one. The support that UVA has provided, Boar's Head has been remarkable. Mm-hmm. They've done so much for our program, both specifically for our UVA programs, but also in the ability to host pro tournaments and other events that make it a bigger picture than just our team. So it's just a great community. People seem to love the tennis, and we're really fortunate to kind of carry forward with that sport.
Well, that's terrific. I understand you're a marathoner, and you've even run in the Boston Marathon. Can you equate the effort that you've had to put in at Virginia over these 9 years to finally get Virginia into the top 10 a little bit, like the comparison of getting ready for a marathon?
Well, I think a marathon is, you know, a lot of folks out there have done that, and I think that's another part of Charlottesville. It's pretty popular, the running, but certainly anything you do that's taxing mentally and physically can prepare you. And, you know, I see what our kids go through day in and day out, and a season is kind of like that. It's kind of like going through a marathon. You have to train the right way. You have to make sure that you compartmentalize a little bit, pick your spots here and there, and most importantly, stick with it for the long run. So, literally. I think that's helped me as a coach, and I certainly learned from my players and these young kids who are learning a lot and putting out a lot of effort on a continual basis. So
coach,
it is a good analogy and something that I think that coaches have done in the past. I wish I could do a little bit more often.
What's the road ahead, the rest of the regular season? When is the ACC tournament and the NCAAs?
We have 8 regular season matches left. Fortunately, the next 4 are at home, so we've been on the road for a bit, but 4 matches at home this weekend. We play Notre Dame on Friday, we play Pitt on Sunday, and then we follow that up next weekend with NC State and Wake Forest, and then we'll be on the road to finish up the ACC schedule for 2 weeks. And then the ACC tournament is the April 23rd, 24th week. It starts on a Wednesday, Thursday. And that should be a great event with both men's and women's being held in Cary, North Carolina. It's always a great event. I think we're looking to host a big Virginia Athletic Foundation event there around the tournament and just have a great atmosphere. And then pretty much right after that, you had the kids finish up exams and you head into the NCAA regional tournament around May 10th. So it's a nonstop stretch, and if we can do well, we'll go all the way through the beginning of June.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really the nicest part of it is when you're completely going pretty much nonstop. We have a long year. The kids put a lot in, and they train and play just about all year round in the sport of tennis. But there's nothing better than being in the heart of the ACC schedule and then looking forward to the tournament and looking forward to the NCAA championship.
We are speaking with Coach Mark Elbow. Mark, talk about your top 2 or 3 players. And I know one of them was like a number one recruit in the nation. And talk about how you've gotten to the point now where you've attracted some of these types of players and sort of the maturity of your program and how you've made the program so strong.
Well, I think it's a credit to the players. They're really the strongest calling card for future players. And we certainly have a group that's come in and done the job on the court. At the second-year group of Julia Elbaba, Stephanie Nauta, and Macy Epstein. And that's the core of our team. They're definitely leading this team in almost every way. And then on top of that, they are the type of girls and the type of people that other student-athletes, other prospects would really like to play with. So they've done a good job of helping in that sense in terms of recruiting. But Elbaba's currently ranked 3 in the singles in the nation. She was the National Freshman of the Year last year. Just an amazing player to watch. Not the tallest or biggest of kids, but just so powerful and explosive and a lot of spunk in her game and really in her as a person. Stephanie has been rock solid. She's also a captain along with Julia. And Macy Epstein came off of a fractured ankle from last year. So we were without Macy last year. So this year, really being her first full year, she's done a great job and has been very, very consistent in helping our lineup.
Mark, it sounds exciting. We are so glad you could have joined us tonight, and best of luck going forward and down the road. Hopefully we can shout your praises as the team moves into the NCAAs and challenges for the ACC title. Thank you and have a great night, and we'll be back in touch with you in the weeks ahead.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and good luck to all the UVA sports. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Mark.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach.
All right, we're going to head to break now. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the NCAAs, UVA basketball winning the ACC title, and sort of getting prepped for the rest of the season on Who's Talking. Stay with us.